right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
Hello. Welcome
good
to Wednesday.
Morning.
Good
Hump
morning.
Day.
How are we, guys?
Yeah, really good. Although last nice. Night our power went out at Broadmeadow.
Wow.
And
what
Hamilton.
Happened?
Just apparently we looked up Ausgrid and they had planned, like, works for 364 of us last night, but they're fixing power lines. But the thing is, it was weird. I normally go to bed at that time, but because the power went out, I was wide awake. It's weird how, like, for some reason when the power's not on, you panic a little. I was just like, why isn't the power on? I know it shouldn't concern me, but it was really bothering me, so I was awake. Where normally I'd be asleep.
Was
a lot
your phone
sooner.
Charged?
It was 50%.
Oh, awkward.
And then Ben wanted, because Ben can't sleep without like YouTube or something on, so he had to use the hotspot my phone onto his computer. And I said, Ben, please just make sure you like my phone's plugged in before you go to sleep, because the power was scheduled to come back on at 1.
Right.
Oh, so I was a little bit like freaking out. Like, please make sure my phone's charged.
Oh, but there you go, Jade. You made it.
That's
yeah.
all that matters. Yeah, you're fine. But God, it was a few hours without some electricity.
I know, and I was sleeping for most of it. But it's just the thing, you know?
Yeah.
The power's off, you just freak out a little.
Yeah. Good morning, Hamish.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Good morning, producer Jackson. He's not feeling well today.
No, I feel gross.
Oh, no. Oh, that's damn. Not ideal.
Do you know hopefully what? It knocks me out.
I've got to say, Crevo, yesterday, Jade, I just realised that you got some too. You gave us a really nice lunch yesterday after
yes.
we finished work. What were they? They were beautiful.
Ah, forget
it was like
the
these little eggplant.
Name.
Eggplant baked. Lasagna?
Sort of like that, yeah. So essentially, they're like a little roll of eggplant with like a cheese kind of filling that Emmy made.
It was very good.
It was good.
Bloody
yeah.
beautiful. Thank you.
Hats
you
off
made
to
my
Emmy.
Day.
Yeah, her cooking skills are excellent.
Who's a better cook, you or Emmy?
Oh, I don't know. We're probably similar. She's
could
on like...
Couldn't give it to her, could you?
she's been like cooking a lot the last month or so.
Yeah.
Just really into it. Go through phases, though.
You know what I'd like?
What
Emmy
would you like?
And yourself to do a cook-off. And Crevo, Maddie, myself, Hamish and Jackson, we get to judge.
As judges.
Yeah. Oh,
I like this
fun.
Idea. I like this a lot.
Like an in-office master chef.
Yes.
Me too, Hamish.
Me too.
Maddie's anywhere with
us, a friend. Well, guys, aliens exist.
Oh, do they
and
now?
And could already be on Earth, according to a British astronaut.
Oh.
Yep.
This
it's the
is
thing.
Interesting.
Trustworthy guy. What's his name?
Well, it's actually a female.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Trustworthy girl. Come on, Maddie. It's
get
a modern age.
Well,
apparently she is the first woman to have gone to space, I believe. And yeah, she says that aliens do exist and quite possibly could be living among us. So we'll find out what else she's got
she's
to say.
Watching too much Men in Black.
7 past 6. You're with the Novos for your Wednesday. Right now, Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Good morning, Newcastle. Tones and I, Dance Monkey, we're live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, 11 past 6. And Jay, we've got a real-life Men in Black situation on our hands.
That is correct. The first British astronaut to go into space has claimed aliens exist. And it is possible they are living among us on Earth.
What's this? What's their theory? I don't believe
Crevo's
this.
Crevo's like, please present the evidence.
That's
theory.
All I ask for in life.
Well, Dr. Helen Sharman said there's no two ways that aliens exist, and there are so many billions of stars out there in the universe that there must be all sorts of different forms of life. She then added, it's possible they're here right now and we simply can't see them.
Oh, no. I think they're out there because just there's so much space, it's, like, mathematically likely. But until they're not on Earth.
We could be
seen.
The aliens.
Oh. Jade comes into work this morning before the show started. I could be an alien. I could be an alien. I said, yeah, I can see that.
You believe that.
Like Men in Black style, you rip your head off and there's like a little man living
in
your neck.
Trying to make it in the world. Trying to be normal.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? I love that TV show, Third Rock from the Sun. It was amazing. It was
I watched it.
It was basically based on aliens who got put on Earth to, you know, fit in and see how they work.
John Lithgow was
That's
in it.
That's it. Yeah. Really funny show.
I do remember that now, actually.
Yeah. So that's your evidence, Jade?
That's your evidence.
That's my evidence.
John Lithgow.
One paragraph from a news article.
About a washed-up old British astronaut.
She looks quite sane. And she's being...
So do I at first appearance.
Well, but she's also being interviewed by the Observer magazine, which seems like a very official space magazine.
That's a magazine that just goes around observing people.
Do you know what that's like? I'm pretty sure we've spoken about something similar to this before. I'm pretty sure there's a professor that teaches at Harvard that claims that aliens exist as well, and all of his colleagues think he's crazy.
Yeah, they probably
do. He's a
cooked
unit.
And that's okay. I'll put my hand in that barrel of fish. I do believe they exist.
That barrel of fish.
Yeah.
So you reckon aliens are here on Earth now?
They might be. That's the thing, you don't know. It's one of those things. It's like, who created Earth? Who created that Earth? It's one of those questions that go on and on and on. Or the universe, you know what I mean.
You know what? Sometimes I think that this place that we work is full of aliens. Just saying.
That's what I was just saying. Maddie's on board.
Jeez. How am I the odd one out of this situation? Anyway.
Maybe you're the alien.
That's well possible.
What's Krigo packing up next? We've got a double pass to Reading Cinema's Charlestown to give away.
All right, today...
Pop your hand in your bag.
Yeah, I've got my little travelling bag here. And today's clue, before I rattle it around in there, is this item... is a bit sharp.
Bit sharp. Okay, let's hear it.
It's a bit thuddy.
Bit thuddy. 13709, the lines are open. If you want to walk away with those movie tickets, give us a call now. Currently 19 degrees at Nobby's. 13 at Maitland. Good morning.
The Novos, what's Crevo packing?
Yes, indeed. We have a double pass to Reading Cinema's Charlestown to give away this morning. Crevo, you've got your little bag out there. You've popped your hands inside. What are you packing today?
Well, first clue is that this item is a bit sharp. All right, here, I'm going to bang it around in, and then you've got to figure out what it is.
Jeez, so much energy today. Midweek, yeah. That's better.
That's good.
There we go.
All right, let's go to the front.
Adam, how you doing?
Hey, Adam.
Yeah, good, thanks.
I see you don't believe aliens live on Earth, but you do think there's something out there.
Yeah, there's got to be something out there.
Do you reckon another, like, Earth, possibly? Would you go there? Would you move there if they discovered one?
Don't think so, darling.
You know, Adam, he calls up the radio station 6:20 on a Wednesday morning to win some tickets, and he's probed by Jade.
He's feeling like he's the alien doing the probing.
Let's give Adam another clue, shall we?
All right, next clue. These come for the left and the right.
Oh.
What do you think's Krivo's packing, Adam?
Chopsticks
is incorrect.
Oh, no. Damn. Sorry, Adam. Thanks for calling the show, mate. 13109 if you want to have a go. Do you want to give one more clue, Crevo?
All right, no worries. That you can get a less sharp version for children.
That's... No. Sorry, hang on. What was the first clue? It's sharp.
It's sharp.
Second clue.
Get it for the left or the right.
Yep, hand.
Yeah, you could say that. And there's a less sharp version for children.
Okay. No idea. No. All right, what is it?
Can I guess?
Yeah, of course you
can.
Is
it a pair of scissors?
Yeah, simple.
Oh, damn, just as the phone started ringing.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Jade, you ruined it.
Classic.
Let's give them away to someone.
Can you get left-handed scissors?
UFM, who's this? Who's this?
Megan,
we're giving you the movie tickets. You don't even have to guess. All right, there you go. Yeah. Yep. Did you think? Did you think it was scissors?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Oh, good.
That was too easy.
That's the problem.
Well, there's a lucky start to your day, Megan. What are you off to? You off to work? What's happening?
It's a shopping day, doctor's day, and running around.
Oh my god.
Everyone else but myself. Yeah.
I'm exhausted even listening to you talk about it.
Treat yourself
I'm just
to
enough now.
Oh. Oh, you poor thing. Treat yourself to a cheesecake or something when you're out at the shops.
Oh, well, I've got an 18-year-old autistic son, and I'm a crippled woman, so I can't work. And, well, this is what I do. I run around.
Well, good on you. Good on you.
Good on you for making it happen.
Yeah.
No, so thanks. That's it. Thanks for listening to the show, Megan. Appreciate it. Let's grab our packing. Back tomorrow. Very interesting story. Another fantastic one the internet has provided us. Get ready, guys. A man has fallen in love with a robot.
Oh, interesting. Oh.
It's very bizarre.
Is he lives in local
Brisbane.
Man?
No, he lives up in Brisbane.
Oh, he's an Aussie.
He's an Aussie guy. I'm going to tell you more next, but this is ridiculous. He drives around with the robot. He sleeps with it. He watches TV with it. She's a pretty robot. Blonde hair. She kind of looks like you, Jade. I'm going to show you the picture. Oh, yeah. Same eyes.
Jeez, that does same look hair. Like me.
What a pair.
Same dress sense.
There's a sex robot out there that looks like me. I feel about this.
You seem endeared by it, which is weird.
It's sort of sweet and creepy at the same time.
I love how you've just jumped to the fact that it's a sex robot. It's just a robot.
Oh, okay.
Dirty mind. Anyway, going to tell you more about that next. But 13:10:09, what we thought we'd do this morning, it is a little bit out there.
I don't know. We talked about this. I was like, I don't know if anyone's going to call, man.
Are you in love with an inanimate object? So
no
it could be anything.
No judgment.
No. We just want to know. And it doesn't
love
have to be
love.
Romantic love. Maybe that's you right. love a teddy bear.
Yeah, that's possible. And you've had it your whole life.
You know, maybe you love a robot like this dude does.
Or maybe it is romantic love.
We're happy to take that as well. 13:10:09. We'll do it soon after the news. 6:26. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. 3, 2, 1.
Families come in all different shapes and sizes these days, don't they, guys?
They
That's
do.
Right.
You know, there's no judgment. You know, some people have two dads, two mums, and then some people are married to robots.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know. You were telling us about this story where this guy married to, well, not, I don't know if it's married to, but...
He has a relationship
he's engaged
robot.
To a robot. Brisbane man has purchased a $6,000 AI robot. Very new technology. He travelled to China to get it after being unlucky in love for many, many years. He thought, you know what? Humans, not working for me now. Let's just get a robot.
Cheaper, just, you know, forking out $6,000 instead of having to buy a woman jewellery whenever he's done something wrong over, you know, 40-plus years.
What's bizarre?
Forget the jewellery, just the food bill. You're going to get your cash back in 12 months,
you know,
probably.
Cheap electricity bills, yeah. Like the list go, oh, no, well, maybe a bit more if he's got to plug her in.
That's true.
His name is Jeff Gallagher, and...
She was not going to want her own car, that's for sure.
Yeah, saving fuel.
So he takes her everywhere, right? So he takes her to the park, he takes her to the shopping centre, he sleeps with her, watches TV with her, he even purchased her an engagement ring, takes her clothes shopping.
Well,
this guy is obsessed.
He does have to buy the jewellery.
Exactly. Oh. So he's, you know, he actually wants to be the first man in Australia to marry a robot.
Wouldn't that be good to do on the show?
Well, you know, I think he's thinking it's a bit more serious than we would provide, you know, the platform that we would provide for.
I don't know.
But, you know.
Interesting. It's a very interesting situation he's in, isn't it?
Well, this is a whole thing. And he's written an article with Channel 7 in his own words about, you know, explaining why he has done this. And he just wants to let people know that it's not a bad thing and that he's trying to decrease the stigma around people marrying and being in relationships with robots.
Well, he's not hurting anyone.
That's very true, Jade.
So,
like, if he's happy? If he's happy and in love, who are we to judge?
Yeah, look, not my cup of tea.
No.
13:10:09 this morning, though. It's a bit of a strange one. We may not get anything, but it could be funny if we do. Are you in love with an inanimate object, whether it be a robot, whether it be a teddy bear, whether it be anything?
There was a woman
room.
That married that chandelier over in England last year.
That's right.
So
and some people have, like, their blankie their whole life.
It gives them comfort, love.
That's support. Right. They believe.
We're not, like, if you do call, no, we're not going to judge.
You
no,
can
no,
even no. Remain anonymous if okay. You want.
131009, taking your calls next. What object are you in love with? We're going to do it after Maroon 5. This is Sugar, 26 on the coast today. This is 105.3 New FM. Good morning. Maroon 5, Sugar. We're live across Newcastle with the Novos, Jay, Matty, Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And talking this morning, a man has fallen in love and purchased a robot from China. He lives in Brisbane. So what we thought we'd do on 131009, are you in love with an inanimate object? Now, this is very strange.
Very, very niche and narrow as well.
Oh, yeah, we'll get put over the coals for doing this. But you know what? It's interesting because what makes a man travel overseas
to purchase
a doll, well, a robot, essentially.
I read a little bit about this man in the article, and he says he's given up on hope of finding love with a woman, and Emma is the next best thing.
I'm just putting it out there,
it's
guys.
It's sad in a way, isn't it?
It's sick.
No, yeah, I disagree,
no,
Matty.
No, Crevo.
I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, and I disagree with you, both of you.
Why?
I think, like, he's found a love that works for him. Like, that makes
happy for
that
him.
That brings him happiness. It's not sick. Everyone's searching for happiness in life.
Do you know what I think is sick about it?
What?
The fact that he takes it for walks. He takes it to family gatherings.
It's just
embarrassing. And what I find so funny, we just said before, Jade, it's like a spitting image of you, this robot.
That is,
it's too good.
It is look like me. It's a bit weird.
Even you would think so.
No, I do.
Look, you know what it looks like? A cross between you and Taylor Swift.
It really does. It's sort of scary.
It's like, can I buy one? See ya, Benny.
See ya.
There's nothing like making love to yourself, hey. So 131009, look, give us a call. Are you in love with an inanimate object?
Now, I can't believe this, but Anonymous has called through in a relationship with, it says here on the screen, Rebecca. What is Rebecca?
Rebecca, she's a premium TPE sex doll.
No.
Hang on a second.
So many questions.
How did this happen? Do you feel judged by your friends? What did they say?
First time I was pretty embarrassed, but the first time I ordered one, I accidentally ordered one with no legs.
Oh,
that's an awkward moment.
Yeah.
I think.
So are you off relationships altogether with humans, and you're purely just invested in, you know, having relationships with sex dolls now?
Well, I was still on Tinder for a little bit, but as you guys probably know, it's a little bit of hard work, Tinder.
Yeah.
And it just made me feel more comfortable having Rebecca sitting there in the corner.
Now, Anonymous, like, I've just got to ask, like, take out the sexual aspect of this. Do you sleep with Rebecca? Does she live in your bed? Does she sit next to you on the couch? What's the go?
You're just popping her in the cupboard.
Well, for the first month, she was hidden away. And then, you know, as I felt more comfortable, you know, she, yeah, made her way to the couch, then to the bed, to the kitchen. Just carry her around the house now.
Wow. What did your mother say?
Yeah.
Well, my mum doesn't know.
Yeah, that's a bridge too far, I'd say. Jeez.
If you meet someone, will you give up your sex doll?
Look, it's going to be a discussion, but, you know, I'll cross that bridge if I do. But I'm in the rush at the moment to meet anyone.
Anonymous, I feel like it's gone from a situation where you were let down a lot of times to if you meet someone, you'll have to do the letting down.
I know. Like, I've created a connection with this doll now, or Rebecca, I'm more or less calling now.
Well, there you go.
I did not expect this.
No. Hey, thank you so much for calling us and chatting to us. Like, we could ask you probably a million other questions, but, you know, it is very brave of you to pick up the phone and call us and share.
Safe space. That's what we say.
Yeah, thanks, Anonymous.
Love is love, guys. That's what I'll say. Love is love.
I'm blown away.
Imagine, I wonder if he talks to her.
Get it? He would.
Hey, darling, how are you? Good.
Speaking of love, round of love, it all loaded up next, guys. Oh, I think there's nowhere else. There's nowhere else to go from there.
Things just got very awkward. 6:45 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off today, getting revenge on the ex. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Loathe it. I don't like getting revenge. I think it's really bad. You always got to be the bigger person. And you know what? If they're a really crappy person, they will always fall on their own sword.
Okay, fair call, fair call. What are your thoughts, Maddie?
Love it.
Yeah, if they've done you wrong.
Absolutely. No, do you know what? I'm kind of with you, Jade, but in my earlier life, you know, 18 to 26, I would have been all about that. But you know what? You do kind of learn as you get older. It doesn't really do anything or achieve anything. It just makes both of you feel like crap.
It does.
Causes more trouble than it's worth.
I think so. What about you, Crevo?
I think...
Like, she's cheated on you. She's slept with your best friend.
If it went
in your bed.
If it went to that level, I might do maybe a little bit. You wouldn't be able to help it.
You don't. You just got to be the bigger person. Why let someone else's actions change the good person that you are? That's where I sit on.
Just saying that is, well, that's what happened to me.
What do you mean?
My ex slept with friend in my bed. That took some real deep soul searching to get over and not go for revenge at that one.
Well, I'm proud of you. But because it just, honestly, it doesn't get you anywhere. It just drops you down to their level. No good comes of it. And to be honest, you'll get karma come back and bite you on the ass.
Well, that's very true. Reason I bring this up is there's been a bit of a thread online of people sharing some of the things they've done in revenge, some of them quite innocent in a way. Examples include sending a postcard from a tropical holiday with a custom-printed design on the front saying, "Glad you're not here."
That's innocent.
Yeah, that's innocent.
I need to get more creative.
What were you thinking, Maddie?
I don't know. Picture of them with someone else.
Yeah, well, that was another example where a text was sent from the ex saying, "How are you?" And then you do the picture of someone else and say, "We're good."
You know what? These are so innocent. I want the juicy ones.
What sort of level were you thinking at?
What did you do when you were younger?
Give us an example. Tell us your best one.
Of Cheeky Maddie back in the day. Cheeky. Scorned. Scorned Cheeky Maddie.
Scorned lover.
Yes.
21.
I changed the locks and threw all of the clothes out of the house.
Oh, my God.
That's full on.
Well, it was my house that I was paying for. He was just a bludging piece of crap that just didn't do anything, cheated on me, chucked him out. I don't know why I get cheated on all the time. It just happens.
That's no good.
Aww. Anyway, that was good.
Young Maddie back in the day.
That was good. I used to be real petty as well. One guy I threw eggs on.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you even
from
do
from the balcony.
Oh, right. apartment yeah, living.
Yeah. Yeah.
Far out,
there
Maddie.
You go. What's the worst you've done, Jade?
Nothing.
Nothing.
As if you haven't, Jade.
Nothing.
You haven't had a...
Jade's only had one relationship her whole life.
Do you know who I think would? Jackson. Jackson, producer Jackson.
Do you know what? My philosophy is move on, be successful, get rich. Don't be petty.
Success,
you know what I mean?
Is the best revenge.
Yeah.
You roll up
in a baller car and your big bills, like, that's the best revenge ever, because your poor ass ex is nothing.
Looks like nothing in comparison.
Do you know what? Here I am down here in the mud.
That's the thing.
My sadistic revenge tactics.
I'm with you, Jackson.
Changing the locks.
Better yourself.
That's so true.
Coming up after the news, I want to bring something up, right? So I was watching a few things online last night. And obviously, the tennis has just wrapped up. And, of course, there's been a lot of discussion around Margaret Court. Now, Margaret Court, obviously, Australian tennis legend. She has some very controversial views, though, surrounding gay marriage and gay people in general. Now, there's been calls to remove her name from Margaret Court Arena. And I just wanted to, I guess, get your temperature on this one, because, you know, it's an interesting one for me, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, that are gay, you know, are offended by these comments that she's made. She's, you know, just she's very biblical. She works. She's a pastor at a church. She's, you know, she's very strong with her beliefs. But I don't feel right about what happened at the tennis with Martina Navratilova and John McEnroe. They held up a banner, you know, during the Australian Open, calling it the Yvonne Goolagong Arena. So basically what they're saying is remove the name from the arena. She doesn't deserve to have that name on there anymore. And I don't feel right about it. I think, why should we take away her sporting achievements? I'm the first one to get up and say, hey, your beliefs are screwed up, in my opinion. But are we really starting to, you know, attack people for their free speech? I mean, it's...
I think so.
Like, I think it's really bad. Anyway, 13109, if you have a thought on this, right or wrong, should Margaret Court's name be taken off the said arena? We're going to take your calls after the news next, but there's a lot to chat about here. It's 6:57. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, should Margaret Court's name be taken off said arena, Margaret Court Arena? Obviously, there's a lot of controversy. Hamish, it was in the news today about, you know, this whole thing. And you know what? I kind of feel sorry for her. What happened with at the Australian Open? Obviously, it's the 50th anniversary of her Grand Slam win. Martina Navratilova and John McEnroe held up a banner saying it was saying Yvonne Goolagong Arena.
I want the name changed, basically.
Yeah, and do you know what? I think it is very disrespectful. Now, this is an interesting one for me because I am gay.
Yeah.
I find her views very offensive. Mm-hmm. But what I do find wrong is that, you know, she's a very religious person and she's just stating her beliefs. And, I mean, she shouldn't have to change what she believes in, just like I shouldn't change what I believe in. I think it's very disrespectful, though, to diminish her sporting achievements and, you know, almost trolling this poor old woman. She's in her 70s. I mean, here's what she had to say.
I'd never go to another nation. Whatever I thought of a person, I would never say, hey, you should take their name off a building. And I think that was very, very wrong.
Yeah, you know what? I think they've maybe gone around about it the wrong way. Like an open Australian discussion is probably fine, but for a visitor, that's maybe the wrong move. But I think it's time to change the name of it.
Do you really?
Yep.
Why?
I just find her views a bit hateful.
But it's offensive. It's not hateful. It's her opinion.
I know that.
Her belief.
I know that.
I just think where we're going as like a nation, everyone jumps up and down if someone's opinion's slightly different. Everyone's allowed to have different opinions.
That is
whether they're right or wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's their opinion.
That is true. I don't want to give off the wrong idea that I support her beliefs, because I think they're absolutely biblical. Yeah, they're biblical. I have no
There's nothing wrong with same-sex marriage.
Something like what Israel Folau said, disgusting, because he actually did aim hate towards the gay community. He accused gays and gay marriage of, as you know, this is the revenge from the Lord for with the bushfires. I mean, that is hateful. She's just really stating her beliefs.
Well, like, here's another thing she said before, is that she felt sad for children to be exposed to homosexuality. Like, homosexuality is something to be bad to be exposed to. Like, what the hell?
But no, you got to separate her beliefs from the sport.
Let's not get into this now. 13:10:09. We'll do it after this. We want to know your thoughts. Right or wrong, should Margaret Court's name be taken off the arena? We're going to take your calls after this. Jesse J, Domino at New FM. Good morning. Jesse J, Domino, tops of 26 on the coast today, 29 at Maitland in the Valley. And on 13:10:09 this morning, we are asking you, should Margaret Court's name be taken off Margaret Court Arena? Now, we're just having quite a heated discussion here after Martina Navratilova and John McEnroe protested at the 50th anniversary of Margaret Court's win. And they held a sign up in front of the crowd saying Yvonne Goolagong Arena. So they're basically saying it should be renamed, take it off, because Margaret Court has these views that are very offensive to me, to other gay people. But what I want to really get across today is I do think that as a society, it's a very fine line. There's a very fine line between, you know, advocating for what you think is right and taking away someone's right to have their free speech. Mm. So the way I look at this, right, as a gay man, I have absolutely no affinity with Margaret Court's opinions. I think they're prehistoric, they're out of touch, and they can be quite offensive sometimes. And I've gone through that whole gay marriage debate. I was living in Sydney in the epicenter of it. Mm-hmm. So I witnessed some really hateful things being said. Obviously, it's something I'm very comfortable with, and mm-hmm. it's not the same for everyone. And I know that a lot of what people can say, people that are in the media, can affect young people, especially in their own journeys coming out. I do think, though, is it right for us to take away her professional achievements and her professional successes all because she's a pastor at a church and she believes in the Bible and she's outspoken with her views? Because people that are religious would find what I just said about her offensive.
Mm, they would.
So, you know, would I like that being done to me if I was in the same position over my, you know, opinions?
That would be just like them protesting, saying that because you're against her views, Maddie shouldn't be in the new FM Novo's breakfast show. Perfect example, though.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true.
It's now, exactly the same.
I know, Creva, you're on a different side to this. I've kind of got an evolving view on this because you've done some digging here with some other things that she has said.
Yeah, so I just, like, from what I've read, the way she talks about her views, it just seems quite hurtful to a lot of people. And the way I try and think about this is, if you have a stadium named after you, it's a very potentially inspiring or aspirational thing for young sporting people in the Australian community. So, for example, if you're a young tennis player, maybe you're still at high school even, or even younger, and you see the tennis on TV, you think about, maybe this is something that I could do. I could be a great tennis player when I grow up.
Yeah.
I feel like because of that, the gravitas of having a court named after you or a stadium named after you is so great for these young people that are maybe looking up to them. It should be named after someone who is supportive of the whole community.
See, this is where I disagree, because I believe that her views and her opinions, she should be allowed to speak them. Like, yeah, whether they're right or wrong, you agree with it, you don't agree with it, she should have the right to be able to stand there and say, this is what I believe in. Then that goes for everyone in the world, no matter what your belief, whether you agree with it or you don't. And the thing is, it shouldn't be about her views. It's a fact. It should be about her and her sport, and she should be remembered for being an incredible tennis player, where we are building this up to be a bigger thing than what it is, focusing on her views on same-sex marriage, when it should be a celebration of her and her achievement of the sport. And she was a great tennis player.
Oh, no doubt about that.
So I don't know why...
Her record is still not broken.
No, absolutely not.
Grand Slams.
Four Grand Slams in 1 year.
That's where I sit
on season.
It. So... Yeah.
All right, well, let's take some calls on this. First of all, let's go to Lauren. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Lauren. Now, I believe you're in a similar situation to me. I believe you are gay, and you believe that perhaps her name shouldn't be taken off the arena. What are your thoughts on this?
No, I don't think they should. I mean, as a tennis player, especially a women's tennis player, for women's sport, she did so much.
Yeah.
And for women's tennis. And I think, though, as with you, I don't agree with her views, obviously.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, it's about the sporting achievements, a sporting arena. It is named after sport, and people are entitled to their views, same as we're entitled to our views. And, you know, it's unfortunate that she's with such a public platform with her views, because it can hurt a lot of people. But I think people are smart enough to distance themselves between Yvonne Goolagong, Margaret Court, the tennis player, and Margaret Court, the church person with her personal view.
Well, this is what, like, I didn't really have too many opinions into this, but I was watching just some interviews and whatnot last night, and I just find it really sad that, you know what, she has, you know, she's had an incredible career. She's a woman in her older, in her twilight years. She's almost 80. She does work for a church, and regardless of what I think of churches or religion, she still does good things for the community.
You know, I don't think it comes from a place from hate. Like, my best friend of 20 years has told me that she agrees with Israel Folau's comments, so she probably agrees with Margaret Court. My boss, a couple of years ago, voted no in the gay marriage.
Yeah. But so I had family members do that, so it's, you know, it's out
there. People are entitled to their own opinion, and people are going to have their own opinion, and it's, I mean, I don't agree necessarily also agree with what McEnroe and Navratilova did. I mean, surely there's a suggestion box at Tennis Australia where they perhaps could have slipped a little note in saying maybe change the court name.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. I mean, on the other hand, though, imagine if you were, say, a, you know, a young gay tennis player who steps out into that court and maybe that puts you off or something. I mean, I just worry
that
about that.
That would make me want to win even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
And the thing is, everyone has their own mind. They can make up their own opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't have to believe just because she's on a sporting platform or what she says is right. Like, if you think for yourself, you'll make the right decision what you believe in.
That's true.
And
that's
people are very smart these days, and they've got their own minds, they've got their own opinions.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's we're not going to change everyone's point of view. That she's not going to change mine, and I'm not going to change hers.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Lauren. Appreciate your call. One more. Let's go to Trev. Good morning.
How are we going, guys?
Hey, good, Trev. What are your thoughts, mate? Should her name be reefed off that arena or keep it up there?
Mate, leave it up there for one reason, because of her own sporting achievement. If it was a personal view, I'd say get rid of it. Because, you know what? I'm straight as an arrow, right? I don't care if you're gay. I don't care what your personal thoughts are.
Yeah.
End of day, if she is out there and speaking that, it should be on a personal platform, not on her own, on her sporting achievements.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Thanks for your call, Trev.
I think that's a good point. If she uses the tennis platform to put those views out there,
different story.
That makes it much worse. If she's just doing it at the church, yeah, that's I guess that makes it more okay. I still stand by the fact I think the name should be changed, but to someone who another great woman tennis player. There's a lot out there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go.
Agree to disagree.
13:10:09 Celeb Loot's coming up after 7:30. But straight after this, Survivor, back on your tellies. Trevor, it's a really cool All-Stars season this
year. Yeah, that's right. So just started getting into it since it kicked off. And being All-Stars, they're very cunning, even more than normal Survivor, because they've all played the game before. They've all studied the game.
So they're all winners from previous seasons.
Yeah, winners or people that came like runner-up or like close to the top.
Oh, wouldn't you, if you got runner-up in the season and you got put into this, wouldn't you just want to win?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you came so close.
And it's really fascinating to see how they play the game and how they interact with each other. So we've got a chat with one of the evictees, is it, Matty?
Yeah, it is. Jericho, season
last
2 winner, evicted last night.
Yeah,
the Chad and Deem next. Okay, it's New FM. Good morning. Brand new stuff for Dermot Kennedy. That is called Outnumbered on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Crevo, you are very excited because Survivor is back on our TV.
Yeah.
This season, of course, is All Stars.
That's right, Australian Survivor All Stars. Basically, they get all the good players from previous seasons and put them together. And man, they get crafty early on.
Do you know what? Hey. This show is going from strength to strength. It took a while to warm up when it first got onto the telly, but it's going gangbusters. We're joined by Jericho, eliminated from the show last night. Hey, mate, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Now, Jerry, obviously you got blindsided, and you know what? As they read the names out, right up until the last second, I thought you had Daisy pinned. What do you think went wrong?
Legit, I think I just didn't have the numbers, and what really went wrong is that I won last time.
That's right. You know what? If you'd been, like, runner-up or something, you might have been lower down the threat list, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously, you know, people still have that bad blood coming back in, and it's not like the first time where no one, you know, knows each other. And this time around, you got a profile. I had, like, a Kobe Bryant, you know, so they could, like, make sure. But, yeah, that's it. That's exactly the only reason why, apart from that, I didn't think I was much of a threat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jerry, what was the biggest difference this time around? Obviously, you had such a great experience the first time. I mean, you won the thing. But this time, what was different going into it?
Literally, I think when you come into this game, you now have, like, all these friends that you've made from... you think about this, like the first time you play, like that was 3 years ago, and you actually make friendships after that, and so you come into these to this game and you've now actually become friends with them. So it's like, do you feel bad if you try to vote them out? You know, their family, and you know, it's all this entanglement. So I didn't think that I would have like be emotional about all of this, but I somehow did.
It's almost like the ultimate test, though, the second time around, because it really, you know, goes to show that you have to really put emotions, you know, deep down inside of you to actually succeed, it seems, in the All-Stars game.
Of course. And if you actually think about the cast as well, you have people who's just finished a recent season, so their mental state is still within the game. I think they only had about 8 weeks in between their season 4 to season 5. So they were still in tune to the game, whereas some people, like season 1 and season 2 players, you know, they've been out for a while. So it was almost like taking adjustments on the first couple of days to be able to be like, oh, shoot, yeah, we're on an island. Oh, yeah, we're backstabbing each other.
You must sort of be relieved in a way, because you look pretty lean as it is, but
stop trying to hit on him, Jade.
No, well, I just...
She just said you were cute, actually, Jerry.
Look, Jade, I do have half a mil.
Well, thanks, man. I'll keep that in mind. But I was just thinking, you know, others in the camp, I was looking like AJKU is a bit of a bigger dude, and there's a couple of others in there. Mm. So they go in there hoping to lose weight because of what they're eating?
Well, look, it's funny you were saying that, because I was just talking to some of the girls, and the girls were saying, oh, yes, I look skinnier in episode 2 already. And I'm thinking, what? That's what you're thinking about? And then they think about, you know, their hair and how it's, like, you know, positioned in the, you know. And I'm thinking, that's all the appearance? What the hell? Like, how about the bugs that were eating you? There was, like, all the flesh-eating bugs that were, like...
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Now, Jerry, before we wrap things up, at Tribal, you did bring out the waterworks. You had a couple of tears there.
Yeah.
I really want to know, was that staged to try and win over a couple more votes, or was that your genuine tears that were coming out with the waterworks?
Yeah, honestly, coming in there, I had the strategy to think, oh, look, I'm going to use this leverage, use emotions to try and get Phoebe across my side. But then, like, the craziest thing is that, as much as I was acting it out, I was almost like tripping up on my own act, and it started becoming real. Uh-huh. And I was like, shoot, these are real emotions. So as much as I would love to say it was all strategy, those tears did come off, like, as real as it could get.
The consummate player still keeping your walls up there. I love it. All right, Jerry. Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, before we let you go, I've got to ask, do you have a girlfriend? Yeah.
No. Why? Are you saying Jade?
No. She's married, actually. What I was going to ask, though, Jerry, was after you won the show, did you get a lot more attention? Did you get a lot more dates?
Oh, yeah, of course. You would get, like, all these DMs and everything, you know, like, probably even the more R-rated ones.
Blowing up your inbox.
Did you take them up on the offer?
Disclosed.
Of course you did. They were blowing up your inbox, and you were blowing up their box.
I'm king of the jungle, baby.
Thanks for joining the show today, Jerry, mate. Congratulations on everything. And, of course, Australian Survivor All-Stars continues 7:30 tonight on Win. Coming up next, news and then Celeb Loot at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Crevo, we have $1,000 to give away.
I know, and it's so close to being given away. Just one celeb left, and you could win the grand.
The oven is going off. The alarm is finished. It's ready to come out, this money. Take a listen. We need number 5 on newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses.
My mom
surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
13-10-09, we're just looking for that voice that says the greatest movie of all time. If you get that right, $1,000, yours.
All right, we're going to do it next. Up to Coolio, love this song. Here's a treat for your Wednesday morning. Gangsta's Paradise at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. It's 7:39.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. I'm just DeNovo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
We have five celebrity voices. Four have been identified. If you guess voice number five, you are $1,000 richer. DJ Snake is voice one. Two, Bill Gates. Three, Lewis Capaldi. And four is Alicia Keys. Check all the incorrect guesses at newfm.com.au.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, good, mate. Great name. One T or twos?
Two.
Ah, the only...
I'm not a doormat. I'm a
mattress. I love that. I know the feels. I know the feels. Mate, what's on for your day? You off to work?
Yeah, I'm on work.
Nice. What do you do?
I'm a glazier.
Oh, yeah, I think we've spoken to you before.
Yeah,
Matt,
we
from
have.
West Wall's End. I probably said the same thing because I say it to every Matt. Hey,
do.
Matt, $1,000 up for grabs. What do you think the celeb is? Celeb five.
I go to Katy Perry.
Katy Perry is incorrect. No. I'm sorry, Matt.
Let's go, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. Let's win you $1,000 if we can. Who is voice five?
Is it Pink?
Pink no. is incorrect. Thank you. Enjoy your day, Leanne.
Hello,
Lisa.
Leanne.
Oh, sorry, Lisa. Yeah. I'm really bad with the names this week. We need our screen back.
We do. Leanne, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. What's on for today?
Just on my way to work.
Oh, what do you do?
Aged care.
Nice one.
Rewarding job.
Yeah, it is.
I thought you just said rorting.
No, rewarding.
How's Raymond Terrace today, Leanne? What's the weather like?
Nice, yeah, compared to what it's been like.
It's so good being a bit cooler, isn't it?
The cool change, very welcome.
Makes you in a happier mood.
It sure does.
Well, who do you think voice number five is?
I'm thinking it might be Kate Hudson.
He's incorrect. No. Sorry. Thanks, Leanne. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. A plane again. Another opportunity, but just before nine, guys.
Now, in just a moment, we're going to meet some more candidates for our ongoing Hunter Region Pet Mayor election. So have a listen out. We've got a couple more candidates, people who possibly could, you know, get this in the bag, and we want to hear their pitches.
Yeah, voting opens after the show on Friday, open all weekend, announcing the winner on the show Monday. But I do believe, guys, we've gotten the alpaca that wears thongs.
This is very exciting.
This is a good day. Doing it next, 7:46 with the Novos. Good morning, Newcastle. Denfeld, Post Malone, live across Newey. This is 105.3 New FM. Cooler start to your morning. Currently 15 degrees at Cessnock. And right now, we're meeting more candidates for the Hunters Pet Mayor. Guys, we're very excited because finally, we have Strudel the Alpaca.
This is amazing because this, we've just been trying to track down this person for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Time has come.
All right, we're going to meet Strudel's owner right now. All right, guys, of course, we are looking for the Hunter's Pet Mare. This thing is going off online. There's some very hefty competition out there.
It's tough.
This, though, guys, has to be one of my all-time favorite entries so far. It's an alpaca called Strudel that wears thongs. Yes, you did hear correctly. We're joined by its owner right now. Chandel, how are you today?
Hi, good, thank you.
Now, this is just awesome, isn't it? How did you get an alpaca to wear thongs?
He's used to wearing a lot of things. Just goes with it. He just stands there and lets me put hats on him and backpacks and he goes for walks and he's just used to it.
Well, I think Strudel's definitely on his way to becoming mayor because turns out he's got his own Facebook page with over 2,000 likes. So I think you've got a pretty good campaign going already.
Thank you. He's also got Instagram and he's got 13,000 followers on that.
Wow.
Quite famous. I mean, you know, celebrities have been doing quite well in politics recently, so you might be in with a good chance.
I hope so.
Droodles, yeah. Approachable? Like, if you know, you're taking it for a walk, does it allow people to come and pat it, talk to it?
So it's a boy, not a girl. Okay. But yeah, he is. A lot of people ask me if he spits. He has never spat at anyone. He likes to go for a walk. He likes to go in my car, so he goes for a drive. He's been to the beach, to cafes. Yeah, he's quite social.
Do people give you, like, a weird look when you're just sitting there sipping a latte and you've got an alpaca wearing thongs chained up next to you?
They love it. They want to come over and take selfies with him.
Do you know what's really funny? So another animal that we've met across our time here is, of course, Louis the sheep, who also is, you know, an animal, a sheep that gets walked around the beach, just everywhere around Newcastle.
Aww, cute.
Have you heard of Louis the sheep before? If so, do Louis and the strudel have a rivalry?
I have kind of heard of him. They definitely don't have a rivalry. They'd probably like to meet and have a play date.
Oh, might set something up there. Well, Chandel, thank you so much for joining the show. Strudel will be, of course, one of the possible pet mares of the Hunter. So good luck in this election.
Oh, I mean, you got to get behind Strudel, guys.
Very cool that he wears thongs. But you know what? We haven't heard from a cat candidate yet.
This is true, actually. We haven't.
And cats sort of have a personality of a politician in a way. Yeah, I think so.
A bit sly.
So we're going to speak to Sally. How are you this morning?
Hey, Sally.
Hi. Good, thank you.
We're good, thank you. So you've nominated your cat, Snowy, who is 17 years old. Tell us a little bit about Snowy.
We've had her, obviously, for 17 years. We got her when my youngest child was born. But she is turning into this cantankerous old lady as she gets older. And just, if I do something she doesn't like, she will punish me by taking a dump somewhere random around the house.
That's cheeky.
She jumps up and steals food out of the pan while it's cooking. It's like she's getting dementia as she gets older and there's no rules for her anymore.
Wow.
She can do whatever she wants.
Snowy looks good.
I mean, one thing that does concern me a little bit is that, you know, if you're in a political position, stealing from the public coffers is a big no-no. Do you think Snowy might, you know, do that, listening to that story about the food in the fry pan?
Oh, I think she'd do it in a really sly way, that she'd sort of manipulate it so it looked like she was actually doing something good.
Cooking the books, basically.
What, Sally? I've just got to read out your entry here because it's quite incredible. Snowy, a.k.a. Snowball, is 17 years old. She is wise, discriminating, and not afraid to make an unpopular decision if she thinks it's for the best. For example, she will take a dump on the lounge room floor if she can't be asked walking to her kitty litter. Things like that. If she senses a vibe that you're not a fan of cats, she won't care and will force herself on you. She'd make a great leader. That right there sums it right up.
That is, I'm actually, you know what, I wish I could really have I'd make you the winner if I could.
Yeah, there's a winner right there.
But unfortunately, it's a voting system.
It's a democracy, so.
He'd very happily sit on the throne. So.
Sally, thank you for nominating Snowy. Good luck with everything. Of course, meeting more candidates for the Hunter's Pet elections tomorrow. Jade, up next.
Yes, we are going to be joined by Oliver, who is our weather whiz kid for this week. I can't wait to get him in here. He's 10. He's from Bonnells Bay, and he is pumped to read the weather.
Oh, very good. Weather Whiskey up next, all thanks to McDonald's,
Kids World
the
Playland.
Novos, 7:59, good morning, and Kids World Playland, Jade, thank you.
The Comdale. Kids World Playland Green Hills. It's the best in town. Huge playground, slides, and jumping around. BNU FM's Weather Whiskey with the Novos.
Feeling hot? Cool. Cool, right air conditioning. A partly cloudy day with light northeast winds. A top of 26 degrees in the city, 29 inland, and 23 degrees around the lake. A very high chance of rain across the Hunter tomorrow, and cool temperatures. And heavy rain is a forecast for Friday. A chance for showers across the weekend as well. It's the Novos when you wake up, Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home, and Newcastle's best music all summer on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, well done.
Well done. Oliver from Birrabam Public School there at Bunnells Bay. How was that? Was it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Now, I was just saying to Oliver, he's the vice captain. Did you have to do a little speech for that, Oliver?
Yeah.
In front of the whole assembly?
Yeah.
What was more nerve-wracking, talking to on the radio or doing the speech?
Maybe a speech.
Yeah. I tell you now, because you've done it now, you've probably spoken to, like, you know, tens of thousands of people.
How was the school holidays, Oliver?
It was pretty good.
When did you go back to school this week?
It was, like, last week. It was last week.
Yeah, that's cool. And how's it being back?
Yeah, it's good.
Not too bad.
Now, is it good being the vice captain? Do you get extra? What do you get extra at school? Do you get extra
perks?
Yeah, kinda and kinda not at the exact same time.
Yeah.
So, do you get to ring the bell?
No, yeah, that's the cool. Office people.
Oh damn! I always wanted to ring the bell.
Yeah,
at
me too.
Well, mate, you've got a prize for coming in. You absolutely killed it today.
You have won a birthday party at Kids World Playland. It is the place to go because it's the best in town. They have huge playgrounds and slides and you can jump around all day.
Oh, thanks. Good stuff. No worries. Thanks for coming in, man. If you'd like to nominate your child to come in and read the weather here live on the radio, newfm.com.au. Up next, though, Jade,
yes.
We are talking what happened the first night out without the baby.
Yes, because this is a thing. And I didn't realise until weekend when I had friends stay over. And they told me an interesting story that happened on their first night out without the baby, which I'll tell you more about in a sec.
All right, straight after Bruce Springsteen, the Boss, Born in the USA. It's 8 minutes past eight, live across Newcastle. Good morning. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen. We are live across Newey on 105.3 New FM, the home of Newcastle's best music all summer. And on 13:10:09 this morning, we are talking what happened the first night out without the baby, Jay.
Correct. So I had mates over on the weekend who had a three-month-old baby, and they went out for the first night without Isla. And it was a disaster. So it turns out Phil had this romantic night planned for them to go on a cruise on the Sydney Harbour. And poor Tegan got seasick on the boat.
This is the part, the wife, is it?
Correct, yeah. So Tegan got sick on the boat.
Tegan? That's a strange take on the name Tegan.
No, it's Tegan. Well, I don't know. It's a name.
That name has been Tegan.
And so she went to the toilet, but you know how, like, on boats, the bathrooms are never nice. It's not even a bathroom. It's just a dunny. It's pretty gross in there most of the time. The seat's up and down with, like, dribble on it and stuff. She said it was absolutely filthy. And she was being sick in there, but then at the same time, her boobs were filling up with milk and she had to, I guess milk herself there at the same time.
What?
Yeah, because she started leaking a little bit. So she had to, then she said it was the most horrific night of her life. And I felt so bad for her. I was just thinking, wow.
There's so much organisation that goes into setting up a babysitter and everything, especially you've got a young baby.
Well, they had to, you know, make sure the bottles were ready, they were sterilised, you know, leaving the numbers, checking with the grandparents. And they were really excited to go out. She was ready to have, like, a few drinks. Because she's, you know, she's now she's moving on from breastfeeding to the bottle, so it's a powdered milk, so she could finally drink.
I feel for all you mums out there. You know, you just want to have a night out with the girls, let loose, go a little crazy,
and
you have to deal with that sort of thing.
Yeah, she said it was horrible.
Just a shocker.
All right, let's go to the phones, shall we?
Starting with Jade. How are you?
Hey, Jade.
Jade, you there?
No, Jade's not there. Thank
Jade's
you, Jade.
Jade's disappeared.
Sarah, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, duh, how are you? Now, tell us about the night that you went out without the baby, the first time.
So, me and my girlfriend thought it would be a bit of fun to go to Love's Our Long Lunch.
Yeah.
She'd had a glass of wine. I had a glass and a half. And I have complete blanks of the whole day. We're 100% certain that someone had spiked our drink.
Whoa. Oh, God. So this is the first day out, like, you'd gone out without your child and this happened.
Yeah, I'm not much of a drinker, so for me it's usually a pretty special occasion, and it was the first time I'd been out drinking since I had my daughter. And yeah, I can't remember much. I know she was unconscious for about 3 hours.
Jeez.
Are you sure it was just wine?
I'm certain there was something in there, because I've gone on wine tours before and I've never had a reaction like that.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my next question. You know, when you have drunk, because you say you're not a big drinker, do you normally remember the day or the night that you go out?
Yeah, absolutely. Always remember. And I mean, I've been on wine tours. I've drunk a million times. I've had some pretty messy days. But never had a reaction like
that's
that.
That's frightening.
I can't remember.
And how disappointing for you, you know? A big occasion like that and you can't remember it all because someone may have done that to you.
No, but you know what? The chances of that happening, very slim.
Getting your drinks.
Yeah,
spikes.
I mean, do you know what?
Is it possible?
That's a whole
it's
other.
Possibility,
I mean,
though.
That's a whole
happen.
Other thing, guys.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I think, is it possible, like, because you hadn't had anything to drink
yeah,
so long.
Just knocked
and
you for six.
Yeah, the one drink just really knocked you out.
I would normally say that, but the fact that both of us had the reaction, and as I said, my friend was unconscious
a bit weird,
for 3
yeah.
hours.
God, that's bizarre.
Oh, good. Well, look, I hope your next time out was better.
Yeah.
Jade's back. Hey, Jade. Jade.
Oh, hey, how you going?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
Good.
Now, tell us about the first night out without the baby.
I decided to go to see Jeffrey Star. I decided to go see Jeffree Star with my cousin and one of our girlfriends, and he come to the country. And not even 8 minutes into us being into our hotel room, I fell down our flight of stairs in our loft apartment.
Oh.
Damn it.
How so did you injure yourself? Like, did you get a broken arm, broken leg?
Broken ankle.
Ah!
Ow.
And I spent the next 2.5 hours hobbling through Sydney to get to a chemist because no cabs would pick us up because it was too close to the nearest chemist.
Jade, did you go and see Jeffree Star still?
I did, on my crutches, and I crutched right up to the top of the, State Theatre in Sydney.
Yeah,
right up in the back row, and I was on my crutches, and I hobbled right up there.
So when did you go to the hospital? Not till the next day?
The next day. There was no way I was spending 5-6 hours in Sydney hospital on a Friday night.
You made a good call there.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks for your call, Jade. Coming up next, guys, on the show, we've got quite an interesting and funny piece of audio to play for you. It involves singer Dami Im. Mm. So we've had this in the vault for a little while, guys.
It's been locked away.
Yeah,
we didn't quite know when to play it.
Yeah, but the time's come, finally, because, God, it was a moment for us
and
to
also,
experience together.
Yeah, she's about to go on Dancing with the Stars,
yeah.
So we thought,
just pull it out.
Now's the time.
Dami Im came to visit us here at New FM not long ago. Let's just say things didn't go as planned.
No.
The most awkward audio I think maybe I've ever heard. You're going to hear it next.
This is cringeworthy stuff. I mean, you'll be biting your own finger going, listening to this.
8:19, Dami Im exposed after this. The New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Jessica Mowboy, brand new stuff for her. That song is called Selfish, 105.3 New FM. It's currently sitting on 19 degrees out of Gilliston Heights. Now, we've got a very interesting piece of roads updates to give to you right now. We've had multiple calls, Crevo, about a cow on the expressway from Gilliston Heights to Newey.
That's right. So if you're in the area, be careful. Because Daisy's on the loose.
Poor Daisy.
What a random thing to happen on the way to work.
Imagine you call the boss and try and use that excuse.
Yeah.
Well, look, anyone that has used that excuse this morning and your boss hasn't believed you, tell them to give us a call.
That's
yeah,
right.
We'll cover for you.
Exactly.
Look, we've kept this thing in our vault for a little while now. So maybe 3 to 4 months ago, singer Dami Im came into New FM, did a little live performance here at the studio. Mm. The New FM green room. We had some listeners here, maybe like 10 people,
10
12
people.
Intimate performance.
I can't remember the name of a song she was promoting at the time. It was brand new.
It was brand new.
I can't remember. It was that good. Anyway, she's a lovely person. She came in here, she shared her time with us, and something incredibly awkward happened.
So we were having some technical difficulties that day. So we had a whole setup in our green room and the audio just wasn't working properly. There were issues all morning with it. It was a remote setup situation.
And she'd brought in her own keyboard and she was ready to put on the performance of her life for our listeners.
And
then it just went south very quickly.
We've got the audio here. All right. So we've been, like I said, wanted to play this for a while. I think enough time has passed where we're not going to have repercussions.
It was so awkward at the time. We all had to, after the show, after that day of work, we all had to just like go out of the building and just take some time to ourselves.
I've just been pretending like it never happened.
I ran out of the room when it happened.
You both ran out of the room and left me. Let's just talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Oh, actually,
let's just play the audio.
And then I'll tell you.
It speaks for itself. Right. This is what I call Dami cringe.
If you knew that I was drowned, would you dive in to save me? I'm crying on the water, crying on the water.
Terrible.
This buzz keeps going. This is what really happened live in the performance.
Right on the high note.
Dami's looking around.
The end of my performance.
Still going.
So awkward.
One of the most awkward times of my life.
The remix, guys.
Technical issue, sorry about that. But thank you so much for coming out. This has been amazing. It's been so... We love you.
Thanks for coming.
And just to really dig it in at the end.
Oh, that happens.
It was just one of the most embarrassing, awkward moments of my career.
That's going to go down in my career as one of the most same awkward moments of all time.
I just have to throw you guys in it, though, because we were all standing at the back of the room near the door. Mm. Great for you guys, because...
Escape route.
You guys turned around and ran out of the room. And then after a while, everyone turned and looked around at me, and I said, they've gone to fix it, while I pointed out the door.
We weren't fixing it.
It was a weird, like, instinct to try and sort it out.
It was so awkward. Everyone was just staring at me, and I was thinking, I can't do anything.
There we go. We've shared that with you now. We hope you enjoyed. News time next with Hamish at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The
Novo.
3, 2, 1.
Don't forget, before 9 o'clock, we're playing the only celebrity game in town that matters. Celebrity loot, of course. 5 celebrities, 1 remaining. We just want to give you $1,000. Yeah, there's nothing fancy about that. It's just free money.
We're generous like that.
We are. I'm going to play them one more time. Think about it for the next half hour.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
It's the original in town. 13-10-09 if you want to have a go at this.
Boys 5.
Very
it's one
easy.
You need.
Yeah, we're not dangling that carrot in front of you for the next 5 months.
Nah, of course not.
Coming up next though, Crevo, interesting article.
Yeah, this is we heard this in the news earlier. The University of Newcastle looking at tracking students via their smartphone using like the geolocation little chip in there so that they can tell if they've attended class. Obviously, privacy concerns around that.
I think it's a great idea.
But they're adults. You can't just be tracking people everywhere they go.
Yeah,
that's creepy as anything.
Let's tell everyone the reason why. So students are required to attend a mandatory 80% of their classes to pass courses at the University of Newcastle.
What's wrong?
So it's a way of making sure that they're rocking up.
But what's wrong with doing it the way that exists where you just initial, like, sign your name?
So he can get class. Into the lessons quicker? Imagine
nah.
having to mark off a bloody
lecture. It takes no time at all. You don't do it as a role like the in high school.
What, come in, tick your name off?
No, yeah, you sign it.
Yeah, but then people, you know how lazy humans are when it comes to that sort of thing? People
Jade,
forget.
Do you know what? You're just forgetting, the basic human right of privacy.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the debate.
Yes, it is.
Are you team Crevo, 13-10-09, you should have your privacy, or team Jade, just give it up. Let everyone know where you are all the time.
All right, cool. Right now, Tones and I, Never Seen the Rain at New FM. Good morning. To your day, Newcastle tops of 29 at Maitland and the Valley today, 26 on the coast. And this morning, Crevo, we're talking privacy.
That's right, because they're looking at this plan to basically have University of Newcastle students tracked as to where they go on an app on the phone. Now, the problem, I get that you want to find out if students are attending lectures, but when I went to uni, all you did was find your name and sign during the class.
Yeah, so, but you follow the rules. There's a lot of people who would just walk in and not even bat an eyelid to signing their name on something. And then when they realise that their attendance is low, if they get pulled up by the lecturer, they'll be like, I was there.
Yeah, but if you haven't signed it, then you don't get it.
Yeah, but that's imagine all the students should be jumping up and down saying, but I was there, I just didn't sign it.
Does privacy mean nothing to you, Jade?
I just think it's a tracker. So basically,
they're not children. These people are technically adults. They're over 18 years old.
Well, 13, 10, 09 to join the debate.
And sometimes adults do act like children and don't follow the rules.
Okay, I'm going to put this to you, right? New FM decides that it wants to track you and what you're doing outside of work hours. Are you okay with that?
Using an app. They know where you are at all times.
I wouldn't be too worried unless I had a sick day.
No. Look, Jade's at the beach. That's weird.
Real talk, though. That's an invasion of your privacy because, look, everyone pulls a sick day now and again. But do you really want your work or the place or your university to know what you're doing?
Yeah, but they're not.
Very, very big invasion.
You guys are jumping the gun, though. Being realistic, that's not what they're using it for. It's purely just.
That's what they
say. No. Let's hear me out for a second. Okay, you guys jump up and down. So all it is. Basically is that when they go into class, they just press a button on their app saying, yes, I'm here at B0123 for law, and then that's it. They can actually opt out if they really want.
That's how it starts.
Yeah.
But the problem with that, Jade, and even if the intentions of the university are pure, and I actually believe that they would be,
yeah,
but it's so easy for that information to get hacked. And then you can just imagine, right, you're a young girl at university, right? So you're starting out there and there's this creepy guy who, you know, is watching you and stuff like that. And then suddenly they have some computer skills. They hack into the system. They can track everywhere you go.
Mm.
Like, that's pretty bad.
That's different. But I don't think it's going to get to that level.
Yeah, but look at technology these days. How easy is it for big government systems to be hacked? Banks are getting hacked these days. They shut down the whole Commonwealth Bank because of hackers for 2 days.
I've got the New South Wales app on my phone, though. Any app that you have on your phone, you could get tracked. If you really want to jump up and down, you should really have a Nokia 3315 from 10 years ago.
That's actually not a bad point.
Because any app on your phone, you can be like, ooh, absolutely. They're tracking me.
This is part of the problem, if I can jump in here. Yeah, we're sort of just giving away bit by bit by bit by bit.
More of our freedoms.
More of our freedoms and not even actually jumping up and down going, hang on a second, because all of the stuff that we put in our phones now, 20 years ago, we'd be going, hang on a second.
You got to be kidding.
You got to be kidding. Are we giving away this stuff now?
But this just seems so blatant.
Yeah.
Like, they're literally just showing where you are all the time. Anyway, let's go to the phones.
Anton, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good, man. What are your thoughts on this?
Nokias are awesome.
They are pretty cool. Great phones.
Give that a tip.
But I studied engineering at university, and if I had to check in at each class I attended, it wouldn't work out because my timetable had that many clashes. I would have failed a course purely from not attending to kind of make the choice, do I do this course or that course today?
Really?
That's interesting.
That's like a thing we hadn't even thought of. I mean,
so there was one course that I was doing that basically you were doing like 16 hours a day just on that one particular mechatronics course kind of thing,
yeah.
And then you kind of select what other courses you do outside of that to pass.
Yeah, right. So, and I mean, especially if you are going down the path of something more like technical, like engineering, I mean, you're there to study and you're there to get the best out of what you can, you know, do at that uni. So I can totally understand you have to pick and choose sometimes.
Yeah, well, yeah, see, there's also a thing of responsibility. You know, by the time you get that far in your degree, you're obviously committed, so you've got to be going there anyway.
Yeah, and if
you'd think so.
Exactly, and if you're all
you'd hope so.
If you're really nailing a certain element of the course, you know, you might not need to be there that day.
Yeah.
The paranoia is rife, though, because the thing is, we're talking about an app they've just invented, but when you log into the university, like the student login, and you're rewatching lectures online and stuff, they can actually look in and see that you're doing that stuff. So I just think, you know, why are you so worried when they already know what you're up to behind the scenes anyway?
Because they're openly tracking where you are. They're not even trying to disguise it.
At least they're telling you.
I don't think it's right.
Thanks for your call, Anton. Appreciate it, man. One more. Lisa, hello. Hello, Lisa. No, Lisa's gone.
Is this the same Lisa that dropped out before?
Yeah, I think so.
Must have a problem with her phone.
Anton brings up a very good point.
Mm.
I mean, you know, in terms of a practical approach to it, I mean, sometimes you just can't do it.
Yeah, that's right. And it, like, if you're at uni, you're paying the money, like, you're there for the degree, you should be able to choose where you, when you come and go in reality.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's go to Celebrity Loot. That's right, $1,000 free money. It's yep. that simple, Newcastle. All you have to do is identify Celeb 5. Guys, I've got a good feeling in my waters
do
today.
Ya?
Do
I
you?
Absolutely do. Here it is. Take a listen.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
So 13 10 09, if you know who voice number 5 is, give us a call now because you could win that $1,000 in minutes.
Should we run through who they are?
If you want to.
DJ Snake, celebrity number 1. Celebrity number 2 is Bill Gates. Celebrity number 3,
Lewis Capaldi.
4 is Alicia Keys. We're looking for the 5th one, guys. newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. Good luck.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. I'm just got De Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
This is it, the big moment. $1,000 could be won. All you have to do is correctly guess voice number 5. It's the only celebrity you need to name, and that coin is all yours.
Let's play them, guys, because it's getting serious. newfm.com.au. Don't waste your guess.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
The greatest movie of all time.
Who's saying it? Let's start with John. How you doing, mate?
Very good.
That's the way. Now, here you're out at Tea Gardens. Question for you. Are you aware of a restaurant called Tillerman's?
No, I do. Yep, in the main street.
Yeah, that, a long time ago, belonged to my grandfather.
Oh, very good.
Fun bit of Tea Garden. He used to run it basically as his own little pantry and loved the wine.
Oh, that's so good.
Drank a lot of his profits, I think.
Very good. John, let's give you some free money, brother. Who do you think it is?
Miley Cyrus.
Not Miley Cyrus. Thank you for that, John. Let's go to Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Great, mate. Yourself?
We're doing good. On our screen, you're helping Nan with gardening today. Are you a keen gardener there, Adam?
Yeah, a bit of a green thumb, mate.
You got to help your Nan.
You do.
It's very important.
Good
you
on
gotta
you.
Got to help your Nan. Good.
Exactly right.
Yeah, 100%. Let's give you the money, mate. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Emma Watson.
No, sorry.
Watson.
Unlucky.
Thanks,
hey.
Adam.
Hey, Kate.
Hi, guys.
I see you've been listening for weeks. Have you been trying to get through every day, have you?
Oh, yeah, I've missed it every time, but the guy before just guessed my guess.
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter.
You can have another go.
Think about it.
Take a stab in the dark.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep is incorrect.
But good thinking on your feet.
Do you know what, Kate? That's so unlucky because what are the odds of the person before you? There's 3 callers having the same guess.
I know.
After weeks as well of thinking about it.
Kate's hating on Adam this morning. Good luck next time, Kate. Thanks for joining the show. We appreciate it. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. Back tomorrow. $1,000, guys.
It's on
this week.
Now, the only thing that would have made that worse for Kate
is
if Adam got it right.
Oh, I know. Well,
thinking about it for weeks.
I'd be spewing. I'd be so angry.
I can imagine you. I deserve that. I deserve
to at least split it with Adam.
Yeah, I would have been like, my guess.
Got to give a shout out to our listener, Trish. She's turning 54 today, so happy birthday, Trish. There you go. Producer Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
105 commercial free coming up. What's on the way?
A bit of this. Ari.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like this
Nicki
song.
Nicki Minaj.
I love it. Are those two on a song together? Brilliant.
Super good friends too. Like, imagine being in a wine night with these two.
Oh, wouldn't it be great?
Especially when Nicki gets mad and goes fisticuffs a few in.
Do you reckon they bitch about other artists?
Oh, of course.
That'd be the whole
Cardi
night.
B.
And Taylor Swift. Yeah. I bet they sit there watching a documentary and just be like,
look at this girl.
Cheap. Blink. Is it 182, 182, or 182? I don't know. I always get it wrong.
I say 182.
It's 182. Blink 182.
People call.
Do they?
Yeah, people call all the time.
What do they say that it is? I think it's 182.
Well, it just alternates. But if you've got calls, don't ring.
Not about that anyway.
No. Speaking of Tay-Tay, she's on the way as well.
Yay!
Really like her after her new documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, I've only heard really good things about it. Hey,
haven't you watched it?
Not yet, I've been real busy.
Are you joking me?
No.
Not even a fan.
No, I'm saving.
Do you even like Taylor Swift?
Oh, I do.
You're saving yourself?
I do.
For what?
Well, because sometimes, you know.
That went long ago.
You don't want to, like, you know.
What?
Don't even want to go.
Oh, we've stumped her. You're not a true fan.
Yeah.
I am a true fan.
No, you're not. You would have watched the documentary.
No, because I want to save the moment. Sometimes when you watch something straight away, then it just, like, you got nothing to look forward to. At least I've got the weekend to look forward to Taylor Swift.
You'll say my life's boring. Saving a Taylor Swift documentary so you're not bored and you have something to look forward to.
You know what true fans don't do, Jamie?
Wait.
They don't make excuses.
I've been watching the trailer.
Thank you, Jackson. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off next. And we're off to Val's Pizzeria today to do our very important live stream there, guys.
Taste test.
Great new place in town, Hunter Street in the mall. This place is beautiful. Detroit-style pizzas.
Yep.
If you're a fan of our stuff that we did with Smokin' Hot and Saucy, you're going to want to watch this. It's a really cool joint. So we'll be doing that from about midday today on the Facebook page. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.